Artie's Big Secret by Rosalind C.A. Chapter 1, Keeper of Secrets. I, Artie Smith, am now the number one keeper of secrets. I was the only one who knew about a special surprise for my family. I promised to keep it a secret from them, and nobody got it out of me. Not my mom, my dad, or my little brother Jamie. I only told my teacher, Miss Tucker, because she was not in my family. Keeping anything from my parents was not easy. They knew me too well. That's why I tried to stay away from them. So I kept finding things to do outside or in my room. I did this for days and thought it was working. Then one day, while I was practicing soccer, my dad came outside. "What's up, son?" he asked. "Nothing, Dad, just practicing," I answered. "Buddy," he said, "with that goofy grin you've been wearing, I think there is more going on than that." "Goofy grin, Dad?" I asked. I knew he just made that up. "Yeah," he said. "That's what I call that smile right there. It's the one you always get when you're up to something." "Up to something? Like what?" I asked. Dad just laughed. He was already at the door. He turned and said, "Don't worry, son. Sooner or later, I will find out what's really going on. I always do." Then he went inside. No way was I going to follow him in. Sometimes, he almost seemed to have mind-reading superpowers. If he did, then I was safer outside. As soon as Dad closed the door, I dropped the soccer ball. I climbed up on the porch rail, spread my arms out, and started tightrope walking. I had wanted to try that forever. I was almost halfway across the rail when I looked up. My mom was there. She seemed upset. "Ardwick Edward Smith," she said, "you get down from there now." My mom waited for me to climb down. Then she said, "I think it's time for you to go inside." I was thinking that too. After all, nothing was working out the way I had hoped it would. Instead of making it easy to keep my secret, I was only making Mom and Dad wonder why I was acting so weird.